right. Well, here we are. To dream again. To dare again. To feel enjoyment and happiness again. Or for the first time. To realize this is living. Be inspired. To see your life as an exciting journey of discovery. With your host of the Inspire Possibility Show, Mark Sussman.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Sussnell. Thanks for tuning in to the Inspire Possibility Show. Every week I invite various individuals that I meet that I consider cutting-edge thought leaders, people that will perhaps motivate us, inspire us to think in new ways, to kind of look at some of our limitations and think beyond that. And quite often I'll get an email from a publicist about one of their clients. And then in the just everyday life I live in Marin, I meet lots of people that kind of qualify as thought leaders. And I was at a birthday party, and I watched this woman do these magic tricks. And I've always been fascinated by magic. I've seen a lot of magicians. I've seen movies. And this woman just had something about her. I found her inspiring. Her name is Heather Rogers. She considers herself a mind magician, a speaker, an entertainer, experienced designer. She actually performed at Obama's second inaugural ball, and on her website there's a quote from Joan Baez, who was one of my heroes in the day, about how magical that Heather is. So it's my privilege to welcome Heather Rogers to the Inspire Possibility Show.
Thank you so much, Mark. I'm really excited to be here.
Did I do?
Yeah, you did great. You did awesome.
Right. Yeah.
Great to be here.
No, I mean it. I'm really, really excited about having you as a guest. And you know, I know we talked a lot about how I think I mentioned that I recently wrote an article called Everyday Magic. And magic does show up in our lives, and this idea of magic as metaphor is something that I thought we would be kind of great to explore. So go for it.
Well, absolutely, yeah. I love to use magic as metaphor around the consciousness conversation, because everything's made of energy, and there's so many magical effects that can remind people of that. And it's about pivoting perception, and the idea of pushing out what possibility means. And really, magic is about the great mystery in ourselves. But what I love most about magic is I personally have found it the quickest, most potent way to source ecstatic states of flow. And what I mean by that is when I do a magical effect, it creates a pattern interrupt in the brain. And just for a tiny second, the mind stops. And when the mind stops, we just for that moment have access to our full nature, our full being. And quite often the intellect will jump on that right away and say, I hate magic, or oh, you tricked me. But there was a moment, you know, where anything was possible. And I love to stretch that moment out as far and wide as I can.
So when you say there's this moment when the mind stops, and you want to stretch that out as much as possible.
Yeah, I studied for decades at the Mystery School in Las Vegas with a lot of amazing, you know, world-class magicians. And the phrase they say often is, thinking kills magic. We want to stop the thinking, even magicians thinking, but also audiences thinking. And so the goal is to get them into an ecstatic state of flow and possibility. And that quickly took me into the mind, into the mind functions, the prefrontal cortex, the limbic system. I've coined the phrase taking people out of their lizard brain into their wizard brain. And that's, then there's of course the very center of the brain, which some people in are some studies and philosophers call that the soul brain. But right now I'm just in the mechanics, the mind mechanics of peak performance and peak perception. So there's you learn about how to release happiness chemicals, dopamine, oxytocin, endorphin,
right,
serotonin, and you learn about the cost of the other chemicals, like cortisol is a stress hormone, and that eats away at the hippocampus, actually. And we know histamines, get released in the system. And that. So
right.
My mission is to not only take people to ecstatic states, but to help them use their mind as a magic wand. And there's a really powerful conversation to have about that. Have you heard of the term epigenetics?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
It's this whole
Several
new
times.
Field coming.
Now, don't ask me what I understand it to mean, but I heard it more than once.
Right. It's a powerful, powerful
spare me.
Idea. Say again?
I say spare me because I don't know what it means. But I've heard it.
Oh, no, I won't make it. I'd like to tell you. We used to think all genetics were predetermined. And we thought it was pretty much, if you have cancer in your family. Well, it turns out that's so far, it's quite the opposite. That it's actually our genes are sort of crafted and sculpted through external sources. Every experience affects whether a gene gets turned on or off. So our perceptions, as a magician, I create perceptions. Our perceptions are converted into chemistry. And this controls our behavior and our genetic expression as well. So now, and it's lovely, there's a German physicist named Fritz Albert Popp. And he discovered what the ancients have been saying all along, and that he saw, by accident, he saw light coming out of tiny living, like leaves. It, tiny emissions of light were coming out, and they're called biophoton emissions or biophoton packets of light. What does that have to do with magic and perception? Well, our cells are giving off these biophoton packets of light. They're coming off of nature. So we're accessing instant information in our cells and DNA all the time. This is gut instinct. This is intuition. And this now bridges into the conversation of what real magic is. And real magic is you. We talk about everyday magic, and it is everyday, but how extraordinary is it that you have 76 trillion cells in your body, and each one has the DNA, hence the library of all the lives that came before you in evolution. I mean, to me, that's almost unbearably amazing, right?
So let's go over that again. So what you're saying is that, go over that last part again a little slower, so that I get it, our listeners could understand that, because I think it's pretty profound.
Absolutely.
What you just said.
Oh,
especially when you talk about
it's
76 trillion. That's almost as much as our debt. That's how much as our debt, or kind of debt, Right?
Yes,
so we need to hear that again.
Give or take, everyone has a different, estimation, but 76 trillion cells in our body, all giving off photon packets of light. Now, a photon is fast. It could travel, one photon packet of light can travel around the world 7 times in 1 second. So that's fast. That's called instant information. And to give you a little bit more around that, we have around our body what scientists call biofields. And this is the non-physical energy, right? And we know that shows up in electromagnetic forms and in the biophotons, in infrared emissions, in brain waves and heart waves. There's all this energy going on with all this information. And we're receiving the information all the time. And why, what gets in the way? Well, we've also been saddled with this amazing brain that's quite addictable. And we've got this limbic system, this amygdala, people don't realize that the amygdala stops growing at age 2. So when you're dealing with someone who's quite upset, you are dealing with a 2-year-old, right? Because it's called arousal. And so in any case, these biophoton packets of light are just they're emissions, they're waves of energy coming off of everything. And when the German physicist Fritz Alfred Popp discovered these, it was a revelation. And you know, really, quantum science and particle physics is really kind of proving what the ancients have said all along, you know, and we can prove it. We know about alpha waves, theta, delta, gamma waves, and, you know, gamma would be like the heightened state of being, that complete experience, meditative state. So this is all energy. And so how does that relate to real magic and making our mind a magic wand? Well, we know that when we focus on a particle, it changes. Right. And that's a powerful thing to really take in. And so, you know, we talk about how the universe responds to what we want. We order it up from the universe. People think, well, that's too big a leap. How, just because a particle moves from how I think, how am I going to create the life I want? Well, that's where my work is. It's the marriage of these high ideals around light and energy and the everyday magic of using your brain, knowing how to release. We can hack our brains for happiness. We know there are so many ways to induce the release of dopamine, oxytocin, and I talk about, I'm a speaker and a trainer as well as a magician. So when I speak to organizations, I teach them tools and tips, like if you want to release some dopamine, give a gift to someone, pet a cat, name that emotion. Oh, I'm upset. All of a sudden, dopamine calms down. Oh, I've named it. And what's happening is the mechanics of it is we're pulling arousal out of the limbic system, the reptilian brain, into the prefrontal cortex, where rational decision making happens. And it's really an interesting conversation in that how social media and advertisers know this and they play us like a piano. For instance, advertisers know that shame and pride wire together. So if they can push the shame button or the pride button, then they can get a certain response. There's all sorts of things that, you know, the greatest minds of our generation are in advertising. So my impetus is to help us preempt that. I was talking to Ivy Ross, and she is the head of hardware design at Google, and she's doing amazing things about mindfulness. She's bringing mats in and letting her team lay on a mat that puts out a frequency for relaxation or productivity or clarity. And interesting gal, I mean, when in her 20s, she was a jewelry maker, and she had her jewelry in like 9 museums at age 20. Very interesting gal. But she said that, you know, if anybody knows analytics, it's Google, right? That's their whole life. And she said that the statistics are in about Generation X and Y and social media. And it's clear that Generation X and Y are willing to let social media tell them where to go, who to like, what to wear, what to do, and who to be. And it's kind of terrifying, you know, in that. But then let's get real. I mean, it's true that every generation is lost and every generation is finding itself. So I'm not pessimistic, but I am of the camp of let's preempt this tidal wave of influence, given that, you know, we have, you know, our habits make the mind. John Dryden says we make our habits and our habits make us. And, you know, teenagers, I think it's 1 in 3 teenagers wake up in the middle of the night to look at their telephone and text. So I think it's a very important conversation about how to maximize their mind. And let's make it exciting, people.
Let's go there, okay? What I'm curious about is how do we get from the magic you do at a performance, mm-hmm. right? How does that relate to maximizing our mind, the power of our mind?
It's pivoting. Absolutely. Yeah. I'll give you some examples too about what I do. It's we the innovators of today are masters at pivoting perception. And another little abyss that we can fall in is the transition. For me too, when I'm working out at the gym, I do a little meditation, and that's you know, if I got to transition straight in or not space out, as it were, right? So I just wanted to give that little piece around pivoting perception. So here's a great example. They're at a party, and they just sit down their drink, and they're just chatting. Now I'm going to take them into a very deep perception very quickly. I say, could you hold the corners of this handkerchief? So now we have two people holding four corners of a handkerchief. It's kind of like they're making a tablecloth, sort of.
Uh-huh.
And I say, this handkerchief represents all energy. Science knows everything is made of pure energy. We are all the same thing. And the real mystery is how we can look so different. We're all one thing vibrating right now. And then I take out another smaller handkerchief and I say, but it's the mind. The mind thinks we're separate. Then I actually take that small handkerchief. I just push it into the center of that scarf and it vanishes. I slap the bottom. I slap the top. My hands are clean. It's gone. And I say, the truth is we're merged with that field of possibility. And then they're still holding the corners. And I just reach in. I pull the handkerchief out of nowhere. It appears again. And they say, oh, my God. I say, but that mind must have distinction. It must be different. It must be significant. There must be a problem. And then I take another color handkerchief and I say, so if everything is made of this fabric of pure possibility, there's no reason this handkerchief shouldn't vanish in this one and appear up your sleeve. So they get to see it again. I take it. I push it in. It melts into nothing. I slap the top and the bottom. And then I go. And my hands are fair. I work with no sleeves. I wear... I don't work with sleeves because I'm an elegant female magician. And I reach into their sleeve and I pull out the handkerchief. And so that's one example. And I'd like to give you another one.
Sure.
And that one I perform on stage as well as close up. But this one is well, more better.
Let me just interject here. What I was thinking about is again, when somebody does a magic trick like yourself, it gets you thinking about possibilities. It gets you wondering, is how do they do that? And I think that's a basic question, is that we have to ask ourselves, is how can I do that? How can I do that? What shifts do I know? Because, you know, we know that you're doing this, and we want to know how you're doing it. And how do we use that idea to help us maximize what's possible in our lives? That's really the discussion that I think a lot of people want to know. How do we take this idea of here you are, and I know you call yourself a mind magician, and it was, I mean, I was in awe. I was totally fascinated, and that's really the question. Is there something that we don't see in life? There's another force, another power that we're not able to see because things go so quickly. And so what I'm really looking at is how can we take that trick you did or that image or that illusion or that shift in perception, and I like that about shift in perception, and I forget what you called it about
pivot
perception. I like that a lot. So how can we pivot perception, use what you take, and use that as a model to pivot perception in our lives? What could we shift?
Well,
because I know that you really talk a lot about on your website a lot about how do we make a better world, and that's something that I know you want to talk about, is how can we use this idea of motivating people to make a better world by because I know you speak to groups, and why don't we just right now take a second. And I want to remind our listeners, you're listening to Heather Rogers, a mind magician. She's a phenomenal entertainer, motivator, and inspiration. Mm. And how do people, number one, is find out more about you?
Oh, thank you so much, Mark. They can go to heathermagic.com. So it's just
that's
M-A-G,
simple,
Heather,
huh?
Magic. Yeah, heathermagic.com.
That's very
and
simple.
Learn about me.
Yeah.
And I have some gifts I'd love to give. One is it's a business and life plan toolkit, and this is a wonderful ebook that it really dives deep into getting your priorities clear and really really getting your values, because everything stands on your values. And that. So, and then after this really deep dive into values and priorities, then there's a wonderful business, you know, looking at the gap, you know, filling the gap, and then creating a plan. And I'd love to give that away. And then I also have a series of four coin video tutorials, in which you could learn amazing ways to make coins and chocolates appear. And the first three are quite easy. And then the fourth video, you learn the four coin rollout, the five coin rollout. Those are knuckle busting things. You learn some great wagers where you can, you know, win drinks as a wagers.
Uh-huh.
And all of that,
uh-huh.
If you just go to, you just email me. You can email me heather@heathermagic.com and ask for both or either the toolkit or the link to that. And I'd be happy to give that as a gift.
So they can either email you at heather@heathermagic.com, or they can just go to your website?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, either one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So in terms of your question, it's a lovely question. I get so excited because, you know, there are many ways, as Rumi says. And so the first piece is asking questions, endlessly asking questions, and asking strategic questions, not why me, but, you know, how can I be extraordinary? I'll also throw in just a side note is when we're wanting to create something, I always encourage people to add or better, because the universe might have something ready far, far better than what you're imagining. So living in the surprise.
You raise a good point, because I know that when people get in, when they're new to, let's say, the idea of creating the reality they want, and they work on affirmations, and it doesn't work, mm-hmm. and their question was, isn't this working? But I think it is, you know, is to grant me this reality or something even better. Because a lot of times what we really want is a limitation. And quite often we exceed those limitations. And if we sometimes have a goal and we're fixated on it, what happens is we're limiting ourselves, because there could be something totally different that's much greater that can really change our direction in our life. And can you talk to that a little bit?
Absolutely. The first thing I'm going to do is if I may, I'd like to describe another effect I do, because I want to put people into state. And this effect, I'm not sure if we did it, but I talk about how, well, before I even do that, I would like to explain the meaning of abracadabra. Do you know what abracadabra actually means?
That's a good question. I don't. All I know is that it's associated with, ever since I've been a kid, like magic's going to happen.
Magic.
Abracadabra.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
We've been
brainwashed. This is one of the more important. Right. This is one of the most important things I'm going to say today, and that is, I am a stand for nothing less than using magic to create what you want, for nothing less than real magic. Real magic produces real results. So this is, you know, I want people to understand that they really have the power to make magic. Abracadabra is ancient Aramaic. It means, as I speak, I create. Our words are spells.
Yeah, I never knew that. That's fascinating.
Yes, as I speak,
so say
I
that
create.
Again.
That's what abracadabra
means. As I speak, I create.
I create. Yes, and we are casting spells with our language. I've also been told that words are sigils, and we know that sigils are very sacred symbols. So I just want people to realize that, to be very careful of the languaging we use in our brain, because we're casting spells. When in my programs, I say, you can heal a heart or bruise a heart with your words. We've all experienced, we've all been on both sides of that. So now when you really kind of grasp the power of abracadabra, as I speak, I create, then it's not an affirmation. It's a prana. It's you know, it's a sacred, like, force into the universe that you're sending. It's a mantra, you know, it's a spell for, yeah, you know, for good. Or, and so that's the first thing I want to say about how people can really use magic to transform their here, now, every day is languaging. And it could be as simple as, you know, Mark, you might say to yourself, and there's actually specific words you'd say. You'd say, Mark, I'm so proud of me for hosting another radio show today, and it's more God's success than mine. And I like to add that bit because the ego can't, you know, play games when you do that. But the amygdala, the limbic system, does not know you. It knows me. I'm so proud of me. So I want people to understand that languaging, there are certain words that the amygdala understands and others it doesn't. So being a student of powerful language, we know about NLP and the power of that. So there's an effect I do where I talk about, I say, I someone hands me their quarter. I say, we're going to use this quarter to talk about how you shapeshift the world by shapeshifting your brain through language. And then I have them write their initials on the quarter. And then basically I say, what is the most powerful word you know? They say the word, and instantly smoke comes out of my mouth and the coin bends permanently.
I know. I have that coin that you did it when I was at
lovely
that party.
Lovely. And so that was awesome. And so people get a visceral experience of how language shapes the brain. We know plasticity. It's actually a total lie that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. The brain's plasticity makes the brain very shapeable. It's that people aren't willing to go to the effort at a certain point often. So it's very actually optimistic, you know, new cutting edge discoveries. So that's, if people want to know how to change their lives, they change their languaging, and but first they have to realize the power of their languaging. They can paint. Now I'm going to talk just briefly about how Navy SEALs are trained. Navy SEALs are, well, there's several things, but there's an underwater drill where they need to go underwater with tanks, and their teachers go in and tangle up their tanks. They pull their masks off because to use your brain to get the arousal out of the limbic system, the lizard brain, to the prefrontal cortex, the wizard brain, you have to be able to pull that arousal forward in a panic situation. And so knowing that, Navy SEALs have techniques. I just want to give a quick acronym. I know we're getting close to time.
We're running out of time, I know.
Yeah. Well, they just we'll save it for later. People want to know that acronym, they can call me.
So why don't we tell again about people, let's just do that about, and I have a few more questions I want to ask you, is how, again, people, how do you, they can either email you, Heather at Heather Magic, or they can call you. You want to have them do that too? And also to let people know that for events, you're available for tons of events, right? That's really your bread and butter. And why don't we give them real quick, and then I want to ask you a few more.
Lovely. Yep. They can email me, heather@heathermagic.com. And I perform close-up mingling magic like at Obama's inaugural ball. I do stage magic. I customize my programs for my audience. I am a motivational transformational speaker. And so my keynotes teach people how to live in the miracle zone, the mind mechanics of peak performance. I do trade show magic. I love to customize. So I write shows for people. I write programs. So that's what I do. I do meetings. I do training. I train organizations. I train teams on how to collaborate better in flow. I want to turn the workplace up.
Yeah, I want to ask you one more question. Sorry to, because I know we're going to have to have another show. That's what's happening here. We're running out of time. And what gives you hope right now?
Thank you for that question. You know, I'm going to tell you, I'm at the gym too many hours a day, and the reason I am is because when I'm at the gym and I'm dancing or doing my thing, I have a visceral sense of universality in my cells. And I want people to know that if they at least it's true for me and many, if they enact the physical and find their zone through physicality, they will feel visceral universality.
Mm-hmm. So you're what gives you hope. It's that the knowing that if we're moving our bodies and moving our energy, that we can come together. Is that another way of saying it?
Yeah, the hope is that if we all can tune in, we will find our source and be in full equilibrium, and then all the fighting, all the conflict will melt away. That's the hope piece. People will find their core, and they'll be satiated. The last thing I'll say is that this idea of one affirmation, a great one, is I practice being satisfied. It's so sweet and simple.
It is simple, yeah, and sweet. Mm. So I want to thank you for being my guest on the Inspire Possibility Show. As expected, it was great and inspiring, and we're going to have to do this again. In the meantime, for all of you out there, thanks for listening. And as you know, every week we have some amazing guests. And in the meantime, journey on.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Inspire Possibility Show with Mark Susnow. To learn more about Mark Susnow, go to inspirepossibility.com and click on the contact button. Schedule a complimentary visit with Mark or email him at mark@inspirepossibility.com. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine.